Let's go to St. Bernard Parish, and St. Bernard Parish President Louis Pomes joins us on WWL. Louis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Scoop.
So tell me what your experience in St. Bernard Parish. There are so many areas there that are low-lying areas and so susceptible to a storm surge. How are things going so far?
So far, so good. Everything is going pretty well down this way, other than we had some heavy rain showers. We did have a fallen tree that took out a power line, and we had about 360 residents that was out of power for a very short period of time, a very short period. Energy arrived on scene within a half hour. The power was back on in less than an hour, so that was pretty good. On the eastern end of St. Bernard Parish, we outside hurricane protection. Our roads, we can still drive across the roadways down that way. And hopefully it's not gonna get any worse than what it is. We have some heavy rains going on right now, some good showers in parts of St. Bernard Parish. But all of the pump stations are in full operation right now, and so far, so good. No street flooding, just a couple of down trees.
That's great, because St. Bernard Parish has been hit hard by storms in the past. And, you know, storms that didn't really affect everybody else really affected St. Bernard Parish. So it sounds like you're ready for it, and it sounds like so far, so good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been working very, very close with just about every branch of government, you know, all local government, with the sheriff's department, fire department, school board. You know, it's amazing that you know, our state representatives and congressmen, it's from the state and federal level. I mean, everybody's been working together to make sure that we're prepared for this. And we don't just start this when the storms are coming. We start prepared for this all year long.
Yeah. Louis, you can't be president of St. Bernard Parish without knowing about fishing. So what does a storm do to fishing after, if people want to go fishing?
Well, I can tell you, hopefully it's going to bring the shrimp in. Yeah, it does. It normally does right after a storm when they go out. I mean, they load the boats down with shrimp, although there is no price on the seafood right now. But these guys go out and try to make that good catch right after a storm.
Yeah.
But, you know, the commercial fishing industry right now, all of these guys has to get their boats up in safe harbors, the most important thing for them right now. And then they're going to have to wait for the locks to open up to get back out. You know, and hopefully that they don't have any damage to their boats. Some of them didn't have time to get their boats into the safe harbor, and hopefully they're going to be okay.
Yeah, this storm really, I mean, it surprised a lot of us. I mean, I wake up one morning and, like, there's a storm that's going to become a hurricane that's, like, heading right for us.
Yeah, right at the end of hurricane season at that, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, this is like yesterday was the peak of hurricane season. So, you know, you expect activity, but this was one that came upon us rather quickly. Well, Louis, I'm glad things are going well, and I appreciate the update from St. Bernard Parish. And if there's anything that happens, if there's any information you want us to get out to the people of St. Bernard Parish, please let us know and we'll get it out there for you.
That'll work. Thank you all so much.
All right, Louis. All right. Thanks a lot.